Welcome to episode 1228 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, with our chapter, Ripped from the Headlines, chapter in which we examine Jesus' take on topics of contemporary relevance. How can we make sense of what's going on in our world today? How would Jesus respond to or counsel us about the issues that dominate our news feeds? Racism and prejudice may feel like uniquely modern issues, shaped by history, culture, and politics. But the reality of human beings dividing, excluding, and mistreating one another has existed since the beginning. The Bible is full of stories of ethnic, cultural, and social division. The Israelites versus the Gentiles, Samaritans versus Jews, the clean versus the unclean. Prejudice is not new. It is one of the oldest sins, springing from pride, fear, and the desire to elevate self over others. So how does Jesus guide us in this? Remarkably, throughout his ministry, Jesus consistently tears down walls of separation and shows that God's kingdom does not operate according to human hierarchies. Instead, he confronts prejudice head-on and calls his followers to radical love, inclusion, and unity. To walk with him is to renounce every form of superiority and to embrace the dignity of every person as an image-bearer of God. One of the clearest moments where Jesus challenges prejudice is his encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well in John chapter 4. Jews and Samaritans despised one another. Centuries of political, religious, and ethnic conflict had created hostility. To make matters worse, this woman was not only Samaritan, but also morally ostracized, coming to the well at noon to avoid others. Yet Jesus speaks to her. He crosses every cultural line, gender, ethnicity, morality, to offer her living water. His disciples are shocked, asking, "Why are you talking with her?" But Jesus shows that the good news of God's kingdom is not bound by race, background, or reputation. This story teaches us that prejudice has no place in the heart of Christ's followers. Where the world sees outsider, Jesus sees a person worthy of dignity, conversation, and salvation. Where society builds walls, Jesus builds bridges. Another powerful teaching comes in the parable of the Good Samaritan. A Jewish lawyer asks Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" hoping to limit the command to love to his own group. In response, Jesus tells a story in which a Samaritan, as we mentioned before, despised by Jews, is the hero who shows compassion, while the Jewish priest and Levite pass by a dying man. By making the Samaritan the model of mercy, Jesus overturns prejudice and forces his audience to see that love cannot be restricted to one's own race, religion, or tribe. A neighbor is anyone in need. A neighbor is anyone God places before us. Through this parable, Jesus destroys the justification of prejudice. Love does not ask, "Is this person one of us?" but rather, "How can I show God's mercy to them?" Jesus also challenged prejudice rooted in purity laws and class distinctions. He touched lepers, dined with tax collectors, allowed a sinful woman to anoint his feet, and praised the faith of a Roman centurion. In each case, he crossed social and cultural boundaries to demonstrate that God's grace is not reserved for the privileged few. This is especially radical when we consider how society often uses exclusion to preserve power, to eat with tax collectors, to touch lepers, to speak with women. These acts scandalized the religious elite, but Jesus's consistent message was this: the kingdom of God is a banquet where all are invited, especially those whom society tries to leave out. Finally, in his last words before ascending, Jesus commanded his disciples,
"Go and make disciples of all nations."
The kingdom of God is not nationalistic, tribal, or ethnocentric. It is global, inclusive, and diverse. The vision of heaven in Revelation 7 verse 9 reflects this: a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne. This is the ultimate destiny of the church: unity in diversity, gathered in worship. Racism and prejudice have no place in the eternal kingdom, because Christ has purchased people from every group with his blood. Jesus's half-brother James would later echo this truth. This is what he wrote in James 2, verse 1. "My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism. To claim Christ but hold prejudice is a contradiction. The church is meant to be a community where walls of hostility are broken down. If prejudice separates, Jesus reconciles. If racism excludes, Jesus embraces. If pride divides, Jesus humbles. His guidance is clear. His followers cannot hold on to prejudice and also walk in his love. So what do Jesus' teachings and actions about prejudice reveal about him? Let's get deep. Jesus reveals God's radical love. At the core, Jesus' mission is to show that God's love knows no boundaries. His interactions with Samaritans, Gentiles, women, the poor, and sinners reveal that God's love extends to everyone, especially those society tries to push aside. Racism and prejudice contradict his very nature. Jesus is the bridge builder. Where sin creates division, Jesus builds reconciliation. He is the one who breaks down the wall of hostility between Jew and Gentile. His very body on the cross becomes the place where enemies are reconciled to God and one another. Jesus confronts the roots of prejudice. Prejudice is fueled by pride, fear, and a desire for superiority. Jesus confronts all three. He humbles the proud, calms fear, and strips away false notions of greatness. He calls his followers to find their identity not in race, class, or culture, but in being children of God. Jesus' mission is global and inclusive. Jesus does not form a small, exclusive club. He envisions a worldwide family drawn from every nation. His Great Commission makes clear that his gospel belongs everywhere and to everyone. His character is not one of partiality, but of lavish, indiscriminate grace. Jesus reveals God's justice and mercy. By siding with the marginalized, Jesus reveals God's heart for justice. He does not minimize suffering caused by prejudice. He heals it. He does not excuse exclusion. He confronts it. His mercy is always paired with his justice, bringing both healing and accountability. What does this mean for us today? Here are five things we should consider doing. 1. Examine our hearts. Jesus calls us to root out any hidden prejudices. These may not always look like overt racism. Sometimes they appear as subtle preferences, stereotypes, or exclusions. We must ask the Spirit to reveal and cleanse us. 2. Expand our circle. Following Jesus means intentionally building relationships across lines of race, class, and culture. Like him, we must go through Samaria, into places and conversations we might naturally avoid. 3. Speak and act against injustice. To follow Jesus is not only to love privately, but to stand publicly against systems and practices that harm others. Silence in the face of prejudice is not neutral. It is complicity. Love does not stand on the sidelines. 4. Celebrate diversity as God's design. The diversity of humanity is not an accident, but a reflection of God's image. We honor him when we celebrate the beauty of cultures, languages, and peoples, rather than fearing or rejecting them. 5. Live as ambassadors of reconciliation. Just as Jesus reconciles us to God, he calls us to be reconcilers with one another. This requires humility, patience, forgiveness, and courage. It means listening to those who have been wounded and seeking to restore what prejudice has broken. Racism and prejudice are deeply ingrained in human history, but in Jesus Christ, we find a radically different vision. He crosses barriers, heals divisions, and welcomes the outcast. He teaches us that love has no boundaries, that neighbors include enemies, and that God's kingdom is beautifully diverse. At the cross, he tears down the ultimate wall, the wall between humanity and God, and in doing so, he also tears down the walls between people. To follow him is to embrace this vision, a life where prejudice dies, where reconciliation thrives, and where love is the defining mark of his disciples. The kingdom of God is not a community of one race, class, or culture, but a family from every nation and tribe. As we walk with Jesus, may we reject prejudice in all its forms and live as peacemakers, reconcilers, and bridge builders, showing the world what it means to belong to the Prince of Peace. Father, we come before you, grateful that in Christ, you have torn down every wall that separates us from you and from one another. Forgive us for the ways we have allowed prejudice to shape our hearts, our relationships, and even our communities. Fill us with the love of Jesus, that we might see every person as your image bearer, worthy of dignity and compassion. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.